Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Rosenberg. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gus Polidor. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher strikes out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Calderon moves to second. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to third. Walker moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field. Deer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Calderon scores. Walker scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Boston moves to third. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher bunts towards first. Engel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Engel. Boston scores. Gielen scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines is hit by the pitch. Gallagher moves to second. Dan Pasqua pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deere hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Engel hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Braggs moves to third. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Felder hits a line drive into left field. Boston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boston. Braggs scores. O'Brien scores. Felder moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polidor hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Polidor reaches second base with a double. Felder scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gielen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Sheffield moves to second. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheffield moves to third. Deer moves to second. Dave Engel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. Deer scores. Braggs moves to third. It's 6-5, Brewers. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a pop-up beyond second. Manrique can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Braggs scores. Engel moves to third. It's 7-5, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Felder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Felder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polidor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Polidor bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Engel scores. O'Brien moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-5, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Polidor moves to third. It's 9-5, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Polidor scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 10-5, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's 11-5, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to third. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Yount scores. Sheffield moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, Brewers. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher strikes out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lyons is 0-2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up beyond short. Sheffield can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lyons is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Brien is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Felder is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Felder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Polidor is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Polidor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Felder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCarthy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Felder moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Calderon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fisk is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Karkovich a now catching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deere is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Deere hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Braggs is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Engel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Brien is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Engel moves to second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Felder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing right field. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallagher bunts in front of the plate. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Guillen moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polidor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Polidor hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Yount reaches second base with a double. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheffield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Walker reaches second base with a double. Russ Moorman pinch runs for Greg Walker. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Gus Polidor now playing shortstop. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Polidor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Felder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Felder strikes out. 1 out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polidor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Polidor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Polidor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 17-5, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 17, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lyons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Calderon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 17, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.